When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, Kewaunee County Jail and the Past That Won't Stay Silent. A conversation with curator Brian Hubin. Most museums tell their stories through artifacts and old photographs. The Kewaunee County Jail Museum tells its story a little differently. Yes, it's a museum with those items in it. But visitors also talk about staircases where shadows move without anyone on them, quiet hallways where the temperature suddenly shifts. Paranormal teams have captured voices answering questions in empty rooms, and more than once, a childlike voice has slipped through on recordings, even when no children were in the building. And then there's the man locals still whisper about, a desperate inmate named Joe Bushy, whose tragic end inside the original jail and the strange discovery tied to his grave years later has many wondering if he ever really left the property at all. Today on The Grave Talks, curator Brian Hubin talks about the history, the hauntings, and the experiences that have turned the Kewaunee County Jail Museum into an unexpected paranormal destination on the shores of Lake Michigan. Well, Brian, thank you for taking the time out of your evening to talk to me tonight about the Kewaunee County Jail Museum. And I think I said it correctly, did I?
You did. Yes, you did.
Hey, yay. You're in Wisconsin and you are right on Lake Michigan.
That is correct.
It's got to be beautiful there.
It really is. Yes.
Now, you were saying that you can see from the jail, you can actually see Lake Michigan.
Yep.
I flew over it when I was coming back from my vacation, Lake Michigan. I might have flown over your city, actually.
And it's possible.
Lake Michigan is just so huge. You don't realize how big it is till you're flying over it. So yeah, now
it's our own little ocean.
It really is. It is. Now, at the museum, you are the curator.
Correct.
And you used to be a police officer. How did you make that transition? That's an interesting transition to go from being a police officer to a curator of the museum.
Well, it all started back in 2014. One of our officers was retiring. I asked, you know, well, you must be a list of officers that he, you know, his name must be put on a list somewhere. And I found out that there was no list of any officers anywhere. So there was like nobody knew who worked for us and who didn't work for us. So I started researching the history of the police department. And of course, one of my first stops was the Historical Society, and just went there often enough and got to know the volunteers there. And I went there often enough that they asked me to be a volunteer. So I started out on the board of directors and then eventually took over the museum.
What kind of artifacts do you have in the museum?
Everything from Kewaunee County local, you know, some state artifacts, and all the way up to world artifacts, you know, artifacts across the country or the world. Edward Decker, that's a name that comes up a lot during our, you know, stories. He was like known as the father of Kewaunee County. He traveled the world with, he had four wives, not all at once, but he had four wives, and they had traveled the world, and he collected a lot of things. A lot of that stuff is housed in the museum now. That's where all the artifacts from around the world come in and things like that.
Now, the building itself was originally built as the county jail?
Yes, and the residence of the sheriff.
Which was really common back in the day, because a lot of those jails, the sheriff and his family lived right on site.
Right. Yep. And actually, it's 150 years ago right now, the finishing touches were being put on the museum, or I should say the jail. So it's coming up on the 150th anniversary.
So I assume you have a celebration coming up?
But then we should at some point.
If you have the celebration, that all lands on you, Brian.
I know.
Have to put it together, right? When I look at pictures of the building, it really looks to me like an old house. I don't really see a jail in it at all. So how was that set up?
Yeah, the front of the building is a house. And then on the going out the side of it towards the west, it's where the jail cells were built. It's like just a one-story building attached to the two-story house. Looking at it from the front, yeah, you would never guess that it was a jail. But when you get around to the side of it, you'll see the jail cells going out the back.
How many cells did they have?
Six. So it was a big one.
Kewaunee's not that big of a city, and probably wasn't any bigger back in the day.
Right.
Because I think I looked you guys up, you're like 2,800, something like that, under 3,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
It was in use as a jail for 75 years or so. They used it as a jail.
It stopped being a jail in 1969. So 69, 25. That's almost 100 years, about 5 years short.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, Kewaunee started to outgrow it, and the building itself, safety wise, it wasn't the best setup anymore. And a lot of the sheriff's family, they didn't want to live in the building anymore with the jail. It kind of went out the door, you know, along the wayside.
Well, they'd never get to leave work. They're at work 24/7, including the sheriff's wife, who would be cooking meals and probably cleaning and helping, doing whatever needed to be done.
That's correct, yes. So, yeah, that's a good point of the story there, too, is, yeah, if you were elected sheriff, your whole family moved into the building. So your wife, kids, they all moved in. The wife did the cooking, the cleaning, and laundry. Even the kids kind of helped out doing dishes and things. And a lot of the kids would even play games with the prisoners sometimes. Obviously, the lesser evil people.
The nicer ones.
Yes.
And, you know, really, those old jails, too, at a point, they don't have the modern amenities. You think when something was built 150 years ago, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, you know, electricity, things just changed over the years. And it's kind of hard to keep them up to a code that we would require today, really.
Correct. Yes. When it was built, they had chamber pots in the cells. You know, that's what they had. They didn't have restrooms or toilets. They used a chamber pot.
So once it did, they quit using it as a jail. Did they pretty much know right away that a museum, a historical museum, would be an option?
No, actually, a lot of people wanted to tear it down. There was a group that put together a drive and they petitioned whoever they had to do, and they ended up winning the case, and they were able to save the building. And then that's when the museum came in.
Did it need quite a bit of work? Because like now you're not using those jail cells, you know.
Right,
so
we're using them as to store the artifacts, yeah, and things like that.
So when you started as a volunteer there, had you ever thought there might be paranormal activity in the building?
I had always heard stories, and I was always interested in that kind of thing, so I enjoyed those stories. But all the times that I volunteered there, I never had anything happen that would even make me think that it was haunted. I never noticed anything. I should mention, when I first started volunteering, my son, who was 7 or 8 at the time, he would come with me. And then a year or two later, my daughter would come as well. So that there's me and my 2 kids. When it was quiet, which was often, you know, we didn't always have people coming in, we would play hide and seek in the museum. My daughter was downstairs in the office counting, and my son and I were upstairs. And my daughter came out, and when she was finished, she looked up at the staircase, and she thought she saw somebody go into one of the bedrooms. So she goes running upstairs, and she goes into the bedroom, and we weren't there. And when she realized that we were in a different room, you could tell that she saw something, and she doesn't know what it was, but she claimed she saw a shadow of some sort. And just seeing the way that she looked afterwards, I believe that she saw something. And that would have been the only thing that ever would have led me to believe that it was haunted.
I mean, it does look like it. If you would just drive past it, you could see that place being haunted, because it does kind of have the look. But yeah, that doesn't always mean anything that it's going to be haunted by any means.
Right.
I came across you because I saw that you were doing paranormal investigations. I believe during October, primarily, right, you did them, right?
Yep.
Which is a great fundraiser for the museum.
It was. Yes, it was. A year ago in November, so 1 year ago, we had Haunted US contact us. And that's Mitch Goth and Brandon Rugsy, I think it is. They contacted me and asked if they could do an investigation. And a year ago at this point, a lot of the board members weren't in favor of it. You know, they didn't believe in it. They didn't want us to be known for that. But I did some, I talked them into it. And we had Brandon and Mitch come in, and they did an investigation. And then in February, they released an article online about the investigation. And it was a really good history of the museum itself. Once that article was posted online, we started getting messages like crazy from people and groups that wanted to come and do an investigation. I think we started taking our first investigation in April, and we went basically all the way through October. So we had about 12 different groups come in, plus our events that we did was separate. And so it's been nonstop since then. And we really do owe it to Haunted US, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have got on the map.
And you are closed this time of year, right?
Yes.
And open back up around Memorial Day, I think I saw.
Yeah.
Because it probably gets pretty cold, would be my guess.
Well, it does have a furnace. So, I mean, we keep the temperature around 55 in there. So it's not too bad.
With any jail, you think about, there are people who are incarcerated there for whatever reason, but it's not good. Anytime you go to jail, it's not going to be good. And then you also have the guards who are there, and the sheriffs and their family, and, you know, the people watching out for those people.
Right.
So I've always seen how there could be this energy kind of left behind, because you've got these people here who want to protect these people who want to get out, and they're kind of trapped. So it makes some sense that any old jail would be haunted.
Right.
But you have one more notorious person who was jailed there, and I was reading about him, and his name was Joe Bushy.
Right.
And you want to tell a little of Joe's story?
Sure. So Joe, he was a Civil War veteran. In 1864, he was arrested for stealing clothes off of a clothesline in town. And you get brought to jail for that kind of thing back then. And one night he decided he wanted to try to escape. His way of doing it was lighting the jail on fire. Unfortunately, his plan didn't go as he thought it would go, and he passed away in the fire.
Oh, that's sad.
They buried Joe up on the hill by the courthouse, which is, you know, just over from the jail as well. And that was 1864. 1902, they were going to build an addition to the courthouse, and they dug up the box with Joe's bones in it. And when they opened the box, there was no skull in it, and nobody has any idea where the skull would have went to. And so some of the stories and thoughts are that Joe Bushy is wandering around the jail or the courthouse hill looking for his skull or looking for his head.
That is creepy that they opened it up and there's no skull.
It is. It is weird.
Because it should be there.
Right. Nothing stating anywhere that it would have been gone for any reason.
So it makes me think something bad happened, maybe. Like, maybe, I don't know. Of course, conspiracy theories, and it makes my mind start racing. But it's like, did he really set the jail on fire? Was somebody covering up a murder?
You know, I never really thought of that.
Yeah. You know, you just think, well, you know, I watch too many crime shows. So, of course, of course, that's where my brain goes.
Right.
But it's also kind of sad that he was arrested for stealing clothes, which, you know, nowadays there's a lot of places you could go to get some clothing if you needed that. There's a lot of community closets and things. And to end up in jail and be so desperate that he set the place on fire. Because I could see in a town, I used to live in a really little town, more than one actually, stories like that kind of go around the town and it kind of becomes a legend of folklore and it just becomes part of the town lore.
Right.
So, of course, you would think Joe has to haunt the jail, right?
You would think so, right?
That would make some sense. If he's going to haunt anywhere, that's where it would be. But the fact that there is paranormal activity.
Joe's name has come up in some investigations, I guess. His name has come through different times, so it's possible. Is that the same Joe that we're talking about? I'm not sure, but
who knows? There's a lot of Joes.
That's true.
What kind of evidence have they gotten that you've heard of from some of the investigations that have happened there?
Well, one of the cool parts about this is one of the rules is I have to be there on site when this is going on. So I've been able to tag along on some of these investigations. Something that we seem to have gotten a lot of were good EVPs. There's also been interaction with different pieces of equipment. Some intelligent responses to them, which was incredible. Even the first night when Haunted US came in and they started getting stuff on their equipment, it was like, wow, you know, like I said, nothing ever happened before that would have made me think it was haunted, but then they bring in the equipment and it was crazy how much stuff happened with the equipment.
Have you seen it kind of change to, because I could see the first people in there, it would be, if there are spirits there, I'm not sure how it works with spirits, but I could see they're like, what is going on here? And some people say that spirits kind of get used to having people trying to communicate with them, and it kind of opens it up. I don't know if that's true or not, but do you feel like it's kind of changed over the past few months a little bit?
I would say at the beginning when it first started, there was a lot of activity. And then there's been some nights where it's been quiet, but then there's a lot of nights too where there's more. It's been up and down, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't expect any different, actually.
Right. It did seem like the more groups we had in it, it almost picked up a little bit. Almost like they liked communicating. But then again, like I said, there's some nights it's really quiet. So I'm not an expert on it.
But it would be fun because you have these people come in, and since you do have to be there, which I understand because it is a museum and I wouldn't want anybody messing with the stuff you don't want anything to be damaged.
Correct.
So you do have to watch out for that. But I think it would be kind of fascinating watching different people and how they approach it.
Yeah, every group has been different. And, you know, everyone has different equipment. It's crazy how many different boxes they bring in at different times. And, you know, some groups lean on the EVP stuff. Some groups lean on the, you know, REM pods and different things like that. It's been eye-opening for me to see how they do some of this stuff.
Sometimes just sitting in there when it's dark and quiet and just kind of listening to the building. I don't know. I'm not always brave enough to do anything like that. but, you know, I think that you can really pick up on a lot just listening.
Yeah.
And some of the EVPs, that's fascinating to me because you can be sitting right there and you know that it's being recorded. You're listening. You're not hearing a thing. Then when you listen back to it, it's like plain as day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the board and you kind of approach them with, we could do some paranormal investigations, people are interested in it, they'll pay. Maybe that got the board to turn their head a little bit.
It did. The article that Mitch and Brandon put out was very well done, and the president of the board of directors said that he was very, very impressed with it. When I asked if, you know, we could do more investigations, he said, as long as they're as professional as what Mitch and Brandon were, you can do as many as you want. So that was fantastic. Of course, the fact that, people are willing to pay, you know, make a donation, that did help.
That goes straight to the bottom line of the museum.
Yeah.
You know, it costs a lot of money for upkeep.
And it's one thing, you know, I don't want to say the museum's been neglected lately, but over the years, but there hasn't really been many updates to it in a long, long time. So all the money that comes in for these investigations stays with the museum. We want to try and bring the museum into the 21st century, so to speak, with, different displays and things like that, just to kind of update things.
Yeah. And you have a building that's 150 years old because the original building, Joe Bushy, that burned down, right? That
correct.
Was a wooden structure. Yes. And then this one is built in its place.
That is correct.
And they said this was a fireproof building because it is stone.
It's all brick, yes.
Yeah.
We have people come in, you know, and they say, oh, I was here when I was a kid. And then when they finish the tour, oh, it looks just the same thing as it did when I was a kid. And that's great to a point, but I'd like to change things up and you know, bring different displays in. So it keeps people interested in coming in.
Yeah.
So
the nostalgia of the building will always be there. But, you know, you can update displays and things like that.
Right. That's one of my goals.
Have you been surprised at any of the activity that has been reported? Has there been some, like, even just during the day for regular tours where people are like, like your daughter, I think I saw somebody going in that room.
Right. I haven't heard anything from people. I'm not saying I'm not there all the time, so I can't say that other people haven't heard it, but myself, I have not heard stories like our old president. He passed away a couple of years ago, but he swears that he had lights go off and on when he was there. He's heard different things, and he actually had a couple different paranormal groups come in back in like 2010, so like 15 years ago. I know Chicago Paranormal came up here and SOS investigated. I think they're out of Green Bay. They were two groups that were allowed to come in, and they had some things happen, which was pretty interesting. But then it just all kind of fell to the wayside, and some of the board members just weren't interested in it, and they didn't want it to continue, so that stopped. And I'm just really happy that we got to start it up again.
I guess I see their point of view, because I think there are a lot of places that don't want to be known as a haunted location. But when you're a museum in a small town and something like that can drive some tourism in, I think it's a good idea.
I already had one person tell me, you know, when I was telling a story, they're like, oh, if the place is haunted, I don't know if I want to go there. And that's something we definitely don't want to have happen. I mean, first and foremost, we are a history museum, and you can come in and see what we have and nothing is going to happen. And it's going to be wonderful experience. But then there's also some people who you tell the stories to and are like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you have to kind of balance it a little bit.
And for me personally, I love to talk about paranormal things. I like to go to haunted locations, but not at night. I would be the one that would love to come to your museum and look all around, because I drive by a building like that. I want to go in so bad, because I'm actually personally very interested in the history of those old buildings, mm-hmm. and what they were and who lived there and when it was built. I love all that stuff.
And you're talking about, you know, tourism and stuff, and, you know, all the groups that have come in, you know, just about every one of them have gone to at least a gas station. A lot of them will go out to eat at the restaurants in town mm-hmm. before they come to the investigation. They visit the parks, different things like that. So people are coming to town, and it's a good thing.
And they are quiet. You know, it's yeah. not like they're going in there drinking and having a party. They are listening. They're right, trying right. to hear things. So, you know, it's like a quiet bunch. You could be next door and not even know they're over there, really.
Right.
Because we've talked about Joe Bushy. I mean, he's just an obvious person who could be there. But right. what about any of the sheriffs? Do you think that they're, like, their spirits so, there yes. as well?
Yeah. One of our sadder stories that we have is about the Sheriff Charles Lucian and his wife, Emma Lucian. Charles was elected sheriff in 1924. And so him and his family, they moved into the jail museum. Or the, I keep saying museum, but you know what I mean. The
yes,
jail.
Yes.
They moved into the jail, and in June of 1925, Charles was killed in a car accident. A couple weeks after that, the governor of Wisconsin appointed Emma, his wife, as sheriff to fill the rest of Charles's term. Emma, she just lost her husband. She's raising six kids.
Oh, my goodness.
She was already doing cooking and cleaning in the jail, and now she's the sheriff. So she has all those extra duties to do. Her name has come up in different investigations as well. If you think about the tragedy that is, and that could affect her enough where she could still be there.
And you have to wonder, is she there because maybe her husband is somewhere in the background there, or a kid,
that could be
or,
too, yeah.
you know, yes. she's, but then she would have been so tied to the place.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that because I came across something and they had mentioned Emma, and I'm like, well, maybe it was Sheriff Emma. Maybe that was his last name. I never even thought about a woman being sheriff.
Yes.
Emma was. I've heard of that before.
She became sheriff in 1925. One of the newspaper articles says she was the first in Wisconsin, but that's not accurate. She was actually the second female sheriff in Wisconsin. The first one was in 1924 in Burnett County. Back in that time, I mean, that is impressive.
That's trailblazing. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Could you imagine, though, you're watching out over inmates. And now she hasn't got anybody. There's nobody right. to help with the cooking and cleaning. So she's doing all that and raising six kids.
Yes.
Could you imagine that?
Needless to say, she did not run for election after the term was over.
I don't blame her. Well, I'm kind of surprised with the six kids. They were like, you can do it, Emma. You know, and
yeah, like, I don't know how old they were at the time either. That's something I should look up.
Yeah, but. You just lost your husband, but we need you to step up now and be sheriff.
Right.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
And have people picked up on, like, you've gotten EVPs or some kind of responses?
Well, if you go back, like, to the groups, the earlier groups from 2010 era, I know they got an EVP that said, there was a male's voice saying, I'll get Emma in the jail. Oh. So it's almost like an inmate was saying, I'll go get her because something's going on or something like that. In current investigations, yeah, I mean, Emma does come up occasionally. Charles actually has come up too. Again, you know, you can't guarantee it's them that we're talking about, but it could be.
But it would make some sense that they would be there together.
That's right.
Which could also be why you don't, neither one of them leave, because we can't. We've right. got to watch over. We mm-hmm. got Joe Bushy here. What kind of experiences do people have? Is it kind of like hearing voices, cold spots, footsteps, any of those things?
I could just about all of that, actually. When Haunted US was there last year, we actually had a hot spot, which was unusual. So it was 55 degrees, and in one spot, just outside the bedroom where my daughter saw the the shadow, it started spiking up to 65, then 75, and it got all the way up to 95 degrees.
Holy cow.
And you could actually put your hand in the hot spot. You could feel it. It obviously wasn't the furnace, because the furnace wasn't set for 95 degrees. But it was there for a short period of time, and it disappeared. So that was unusual.
Because you do tend to hear more of cold spots than hot spots like that.
Right. We have had some cold spots as well. But I just thought that hot spot was really unusual.
It is very unusual.
During one of the investigations, I actually heard voices coming from the downstairs when we were all upstairs. That was pretty neat. One of the EVPs I can tell you that was it was phenomenal was I told you how the kids would play games with the inmates, and one of the investigators was asking questions like, what was your favorite game to play? And he started listing off a bunch of them, like checkers and cards and a couple other ones. And he asked, did you learn chess while you were here? And honest to goodness, there was a little girl that responded, I like to play chess.
Oh.
And it was crazy. Like I said, if I wasn't there, I probably wouldn't have believed it. But I was right there and heard it. It was neat.
So you heard it at the time?
We heard it. We played it back.
When you played it back? When you listen to the answers to see if there's anything there.
Correct.
And usually you're like listening, and then a lot of times you don't get anything. So to get something like that.
Yeah, that was the best one that we've had. That was incredible.
Did you find like when they came to do that initial, not the 2010, but the more recent investigations, does the word just kind of get out that, because for me, I'm always looking for haunted locations and things. So Facebook a lot of times recommends places to me.
Right.
We think you'll like this place because it's supposedly haunted. But my guess is because it was a new location, people, I'm going to guess, got pretty excited.
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly what happened. Like I said, once that article was published and we had a couple groups come in, and then they started spreading the word to their friends, and it just got bigger and bigger.
So when you are open for this season, this time of year, the museum is completely closed, or can you go in for tours of the museum?
It's completely closed. We do open up for groups if they, you know, if we get a group big enough that wants to come in and take a tour, we'll open it up for them. Not for paranormal, but I mean for a regular tour. But otherwise, it is closed this time.
So when they reach out for paranormal investigations, do you do that more in the months from end of May up to October?
That's just what it's been this year.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we started April till October.
Okay.
I did have a couple scheduled for November, but they backed out. And if I'm being honest right now, it's kind of a nice little break because it's been a busy time. If people want to reach out, we can schedule something for probably after the first of the year. We'd be happy to do that.
I did want to ask about for the Halloween season. You were doing paranormal investigations where public investigations where people could go.
Yep.
And it looks like you were selling those out.
We did. You know, this is the first time we did it, and I didn't know exactly what I was doing. But we had a group called We Like Ghosts. And then Krista, Cassie, and Shelly, they came and investigated in July, I believe it was. And they were a fantastic group. And when I had the idea of inviting the public in for tours, I thought of them right away. And I reached out and asked them if they'd be interested in helping hosting them. And they, luckily for us, they did it. And they were great. They let the people use their equipment. They were great at giving the tours. They did a really great job. And I think for the first time that we did it, it turned out phenomenal. We did a great thing.
Were you at first kind of like, will people come? If we do it,
yes,
will
absolutely.
They come?
Well, we had four nights that we were going to try for. And, you know, people are liking it on Facebook. They like it and they like it, but they weren't signing up for it. It's like, come on, please, someone start, you know. The first night that we had it, we didn't fill up. But then the last three nights, we sold out. And it was great.
Well, and they had to have had fun.
It was funny because the first two nights, like the first weekend, it was pretty good. There was some things happening. And then the Friday, the second weekend, it was unbelievable how much stuff was happening. And I kind of felt bad because the next night on Saturday, I said, oh, it was so great last night, that Saturday wasn't as great. And I kind of felt bad for saying that. But they still had a good time, I think. And I think it was okay.
And I think that, you know, with the We Love Ghosts group, you know, they have to let people know, just because you go into a location that might have paranormal activity doesn't mean you will experience something every time they open the doors.
Yes. We made that clear. So, yes.
And I think, and people understand that, you know, it's just, it kind of has an ebb and flow to it. I don't know what happens behind the scenes with ghosts and spirits, but you know, it could be a time right. of year. It could be a time of day. They're,
right.
It, who knows what makes it more
the
active?
The moon could be in the right spot.
Exactly. There's so many things. And I think sometimes certain people's energy they're attracted to or they don't like. So I think that can kind of trigger things.
On that Friday that it was really, really active, the group was fantastic. We had actually like two groups. It was like one that was really energetic, and then the other group was kind of an older group of people, like a few ladies that were a little older, and they were a little more reserved. So it worked out good that we had the other group with them because it kind of kept everything going and active, and it worked out good.
Well, I'm glad they all went and tried it. You know, and the thing is, next year, once you do it, word gets out, and those people are like, I'd do it again next year. And so you'll probably have to do 8 nights next year.
Well, and that's just it. You know, towards the end, everybody wanted to do it. Well, then we filled up and it's like, well, you got to do some more of it. And it's like, my schedule only allows so much. But
yeah, because people just
we'll try
get
and
that.
Do it more often.
Once it's sold out, it is sold out. Sorry.
Right.
Now, what is the best way for people to get information about the museum? Like if they just want to come and take a tour, maybe they're, I'm telling you, I was looking at the map and I'm like, wouldn't that just be a fun road trip? My sister and I were talking about the other side, the Michigan side, the other day, just renting a car and driving along Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be so fun. So now we just have to, we can go to Chicago and see the Cubs, then we can catch them in playing the Brewers, and then we'll just keep going north.
Come on up.
It would be a lot of fun. But is the best way to get information through the Facebook page or the website or both?
The Facebook page would probably be best. That's where we do most of our stuff. So the best would be the Kewaunee County Jail Facebook page.
And, you know, I can just put a link right in the show notes so people can just click on that real easy.
They can message the Facebook page and I'm the one who answers it. So I will see the message. Otherwise, we do have an email address that we just started actually in October. So that's on the page as well. You can send an email that way too.
Well, and if someone is interested in doing a paranormal investigation, you know, plan ahead. I think it wouldn't be too early to book something in April or May, you know?
Absolutely, yes.
A lot of times those dates fill up. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me tonight about the jail.
Thank you for having me.
And that wraps up our conversation with curator Brian Hubin about the Kewaunee County Jail Museum. For more information, you can find them on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you can go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app.
Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino.
Like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.